Hi, everyone. Thank you for coming. I hope all of you are gaining some really important insights from all these great presentations, and I hope I can add on to them. So this is me. So my financial disclosures, I do not have any personal financial relationships to disclose. I will say that my practice was also funded by Santander Universities, but they are not endorsing this. They don't know about this. So a couple things that I want to talk about today are just the importance of an international practicum in building on what's learned in the classroom. I'm going to explain the benefits, both personal and professional, of the international practicum, talk about some challenges, and then also talk about, for the students here, some ways to how to find the right practicum for you. A little bit about me. In addition to what Scott said, I got my MPH from BU this past May in international health. I got my bachelor's in sociology, and I intended to go on to medical school. I wanted to do what I'm doing now, but I didn't know what public health really was. So I took a couple years off after college and learned what public health was and kind of scrapped the med school idea, much to my parents' chagrin, but here I am today. And my main interest in is in global women's health. So a little about ASHA, Community Health and Development Society. It's located in New Delhi, India. It was founded in 1988 by a pediatrician named Dr. Karen Martin, who wanted to improve the lives of slum dwellers. And today they serve over 400,000 people in 50 slums across New Delhi, and they're working to expand. What I focused on during my practicum was their health and empowerment activities for women. They also have financial empowerment for both men and women, and also child education. At BU, I chose courses that focused on international women's health. I did, you know, that's where I wanted to be. For my own like projects and papers, I chose to focus on urban poor populations in Southeast Asia. So how that transferred into the field, at ASHA I was able to see firsthand how maternal and child programs were implemented on the ground. I knew a lot about slums. I think I overdosed on learning about slums. I think I had classes with all of them, yeah. So they all know. But being on the ground, I learned a lot more about it and how it was, it is exactly what you read about, but just seeing it firsthand was pretty incredible. Some of the benefits of an international practicum. Like I said, I got to see firsthand how these programs work on the ground. You know, you can be in a classroom and design programs and think you know everything, but you know, being able to see it on the ground, you kind of realize like, okay, you know, what I spent 2 weeks writing about wouldn't work at all. So, you know, seeing it firsthand really makes a difference. I was able to gather insights from the beneficiaries themselves, so the women, the pregnant women who were coming into the clinics, and as well as the, you know, the mothers of young children. I was able to talk to them with like nods and smiles and gestures, because I didn't know the language and I still don't. But it was just important just seeing how they reacted to the services they were receiving and how they said they benefited from them. I had the opportunity to learn from professionals. And by professionals, I mean the CHWs who are working on the ground, as well as the people who are working in the home office. And also, it was a huge confidence builder, both personal and professional. Now, I'm confident that I can live in a different country where I do not know the language. And then professionally, like, I created a documentary from my time here. I was able to do some actual grant writing, which was really great. So, you know, now I'm confident in myself even more so as a public health professional. Some of the cultural challenges, there were plenty, but one of the big ones was actually a difference in the office environment, and that was the most surprising to me. The other ones I'll talk about, but in the office, everyone is really laid back. I'm from New York, I lived in Boston, so I'm really just kind of like type A, I need to get things done, I'm really focused, but when we would ask for something, they'd be like, okay, we'll give it to you, like, just go work on something else, like, here, write this. Like, there were no real guidelines, and they were just kind of more relaxed, and, I mean, I trusted them, they knew what they were doing, but it was just hard for me to kind of adapt to the whole, you know, like, you know, we had hard copies of certain things, electronic copies of other things, like, internet, we had to, like, switch internet sticks, so it was just totally different, it was something to get used to. Gaining the trust of the people in the slums was really hard, so we look different from them. We're wearing their traditional dress, so we kind of, you know, it was kind of a symbol of, you know, we're here, like, we, you know, we're respecting you, we just kind of want to learn from you. But the language barrier was really hard, so it took them a little bit of time to kind of get used to the two girls with their iPhones taking pictures and asking all these questions. The language barrier was really huge. We were lucky enough that, you know, smiles and nods did go a long way, and we had wonderful, the CHWs all knew English, they were all able to translate for us. And safety was a huge issue. So, I mean, you could see kind of see a picture of this slum. Lots of people. The ground was uneven. I mean, it was animals roaming around everywhere. Like, then we looked so different from everybody else. So it was a little hard to get around, and we had to really keep our focus and literally watch where we were going, or else we'd end up in things I don't really want to talk about right now. But it was something to learn. It was something that we had to really kind of get used to. How to choose the right practicum, I think for the students here, this is super, super important. Do a lot of research. Even just Googling, like, international NGOs in a certain country, just find out everything you can at the get-go, and then network. ASHA was not the first organization that I was interested in. I spoke to a few different organizations that I learned, you know, about through colleagues. And then I, you know, everywhere I went, when someone said, oh, I went here for my practicum, I would talk to them, talk to the organization, just to kind of see where I fit. And then just communicate with professors, communicate with other students who've done it, communicate with the practice office. I mean, they know, like, they know where people have went. They would, you know, they can give you some insight on what's important for you. And just communicate with different organizations. A lot of them, you know, you would think you don't want to bother them, but they're just really open, and they love having people to come help them, you know. All local NGOs need help. So, you know, even, you know, thinking, like, I'm just a student, I'm not going to be able to do anything, like, clearly you can see, like, we really did benefit these organizations. So it was important to kind of communicate with to see where the needs were and where you can fit. So thank you. I'll answer questions at the end. I know I kind of ran through this quickly, but I'm happy to give more details and talk to you about everything else. So thank you very much.